This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at cattle for Thursday, October 5th. Well, cattle markets yesterday started out a little bit weaker, getting some follow-through from Tuesday's debacle, but then we started to get some traction. The buyers stepped up and actually giving us a positive close, just barely, but it was definitely, you know, positive numbers for live cattle and a mixed close for feeders. But it is worth noting that the bull spreads were working yesterday, even though the market was under pressure. And they were actually working in feeder cattle on Tuesday when the markets were so weak. The bull spreads were actually holding together pretty well. So that's a sign that perhaps we finally have, flushed out to the downside. We'll see. I think from a chart perspective, feeders have the potential to have a little bit more to the downside. I think we're probably looking at an ABC type of correction from those record highs here about 3 weeks ago. And my guess is that you'll come back down and test the bottom of the trading range that we were in for much of the month of July. We're back in the middle of that trading range, but I think we could come down a little bit more and test that range. If we do, I think that sets up a good buying opportunity. But as it is, you know, with the bull spreads working, with the market not getting a lot of follow-through from Tuesday's pressure, I think we're waning at least on that downward momentum. In live cattle, there too, we're in the trading range that we saw earlier in the summer, but we are finding some buying show up at a key support level right about in the middle of that range. So it's possible that that might be all we get to the downside there. But the cattle market, you know, getting some downward momentum, and we at least need to stabilize. First thing you want to see is the bull spreads work, and that we are seeing. But it wouldn't surprise me at all to see a little bit more pressure before we turn the corner here. In the cash trade, we are seeing some activity get going. Fed trade around 182 is down 2 from last week. Dressed at 287 is down 3. Box beef values were lower, choice down another 331. We're sitting at 297, excuse me. Select was down 72 cents at 275. The spread lost 259. We're sitting at 21.89. Movement was 176 loads. Slaughter rate yesterday, 125,000 head. For the week, we're sitting at 375, which is down 6,000 from last week, and it's down 11,000 from a year ago. The feeder cattle index was up 11 cents. We're sitting at 251.90. It looks like that index is probably going to see some pressure here over the next couple days. That's a 7-day moving average. But on the daily price action, we have seen it be down $4, be down another couple dollars. So that's going to work into the average here over the next few days, and that's going to pull that average down. So I think that's what the board was breaking on a Monday, Tuesday, that it saw some weakness in the cash trade, and that prompted the futures to see some pressure. So the index will catch up with that. We're still sitting, you know, about $4 premium to the front month futures on the index. So it's got some work to do to the downside, but that's coming as we work our way through that moving average. So short term, probably going to see a little bit more pressure in the lives. That would just be my guess, lives and feeders. For the underlying fundamentals, you know, we're still pretty bullish. I still think you're going to see good demand come from the farmer feeder in the Midwest once we get this corn harvest largely behind us. I think you're going to see good demand come from the southern and central plains, from the winter wheat grazers. So there's still time for this market to move higher as we get into deeper into the fall. As you get into mid-November, pretty much the buying that is going to be done has been wrapped up by then. So I don't expect to see the trend last much longer than that, at least for that season. Now, if the live cattle continues strong, that certainly would be supportive for feeders, but we'll just have to see how that plays out. If you have any questions, feel free to call 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.